Afternoon.
And not good evening.
No, we wish you a terrible evening.
Don't like evenings. Well, I do like evenings.
Are we close enough
I
to the microphone?
I think dusk is a better word for the evening than evening.
Just because it sounds classier.
Also, it's more awesome. It's more elusive as well. Like, if I said, I'll meet you at dusk.
Yeah, but it sounds like you're plotting something.
Exactly.
What could be more awesome than a plot?
Who doesn't want to be, like, come across as a plotter?
I think that's what Guy Fawkes is going for.
Exactly. I've got a poster of him in my room.
Why?
You don't.
It says, Guy Fawkes, superhero.
He was a great guy.
It's based on the musical of his life. Started with him being born.
I'm just going to cut you off before it goes wrong.
We first of all need to apologise.
For another. I didn't think that through. You keep going.
Right, we will. No, Aaron messed that
up. Our poor attendance.
Well, apologise, firstly, for our poor attendance. It's been 50%. It's not a good figure. Well, over the last few weeks. We've been very busy. And the sort of the events that have gone on Saturday nights before the Sunday have left us incapable of recording a legible and coherent
or just, yeah, making
podcast.
Sentences.
Yeah, although I'm struggling today. I only woke up 2 hours and a bit ago. And
oh, we are now, recording this late afternoon.
It's now 5 o'clock. So, yeah.
So now you're back listening to, hopefully, what will become the weekly session of unscripted. Are we classed as explicit now? Can I say the S word?
Yeah. No, I think we should try and avoid that.
Oh, but we're classed. We've got
we're only explicit because one of our.
I'm going to say it. I don't care.
One of our first episodes, Ollie said something terrible.
Poo.
Probably.
There you go. Poo. Well, that's going to keep us red for a long time.
We cut out that thing about the Queen.
No. Oh, no, it was an actual swear word.
Ah.
I swear.
Topics this week.
Robots.
Yeah, Aaron has decided we're talking about robots.
Robots are crazy.
They are crazy.
Well, let's come back to that later in the show. What's been new with you, Sam?
And your bottle is making a terrible noise.
Yeah, should we stop?
Like, stop. There we go. What's happened to me? Not much, really. That's about
Thank you, Sam. And Ollie?
I went to the zoo yesterday.
Cool.
Okay. Oh, Sam, we played catch with eggs yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I didn't. I watched. Oh. Actually, no, you occasionally threw it to me. I threw it back.
You avoided it and said it splattered everyone. Yeah, but covering a living room?
Yeah, one ended up in the TV.
One ended up in someone's...
Beautiful.
Thank you, Ollie.
Yeah. Ollie's also, we've noticed, wearing a shirt that's made out of jeans.
It's a denim shirt.
It's the second, biggest fashion faux pas you can make behind wearing jean shorts.
I love jean shorts.
I don't see the attractive in jean shorts.
I've never actually worn them.
Apart from they would be, they're pretty cool. I just don't think you can
get away with them.
Yeah, they look cool. Everyone in the back of their mind thinks that guy's cool, but they're just like, dude.
My grandpa has some jean shorts.
Exactly.
My jean shorts have a grandpa.
Where's your god now? Aaron's left us to pick up his phone. I thought you said it was broken.
I've just got a missed call from you, Ollie.
Apparently Aaron has a missed call from Ollie, who was sitting right next to him.
Sorry, man.
I've been dying. As exciting as it is for the listeners to listen to you two checking your phones.
I think it would be.
I don't think it's leading anywhere.
Fascinating. By the way, guys, my number is... No, I'm joking.
Well, you're just going to get a lot of texts from someone we already know and already has your phone number.
Yeah.
We've been receiving positive feedback, actually, from people that have listened.
Yeah, we still don't have enough ratings to not be considered for anything on iTunes.
No, although we will be winning an award.
Yeah. Best podcast.
Of 2K11.
The purple podcasts, podcasting awards. Judged by an expert panel of us.
The nominees are...
Us.
Us and Joe and Cletus.
Yeah.
Who are also us.
Well, they are
they're not. They're not.
They're definitely not us.
They're our counterparts from the deep south of the USA 200 years ago.
Will they be back this week?
They should be. I think they're going to the big cities.
They are.
Actually, have we done the second half of the fight?
Yeah, we did that last week.
They'll be visiting the city.
Yeah.
And this, where robots will heavily feature.
Of course. If you haven't been listening, I think we're going to make this episode of Joe and Cletus rather unique, so you wouldn't have to listen to the backdated
It's completely new.
Yes.
Here's some new stuff.
New.
Groundbreaking.
You pronounce new as if it was N-O-O or N-E-W.
Well, I'm guessing you're supposed to pronounce it how it's spelled.
Yeah, but it's just in sentences.
Some people say sixth instead of sixth.
We should start spelling things in the way that they sound.
Yeah. Phonetically.
So, knight as in a knight on a horse would be caniggata.
No, it would be spelling things how they sound. Not the other way around. The way you'd sound like an idiot.
Caniggata.
Caniggata.
Itata.
Yes. Anyway.
Took you a long time to come up with that.
It was difficult.
So, what have we got to talk about this week? Oh, Back Robots. To the Future is on in a bit, which I really want to get home for.
Yeah. You can probably watch a bit here, then like run home during a break.
I thought you said it was on at 6.
No, it might be just past 6.
Cool.
It's the first one, and the first one's awesome.
It is awesome. The third one, not so awesome.
Second one, pretty awesome.
I don't care about Back to the Future, I've never watched it.
Why not? You don't know about the flux capacitor.
Yeah. Also...
You don't know about the flux
capacitor. Do you think it's... cool or uncool?
Yeah, I think it's cool.
Shut up. To wear a t-shirt that features something like Back to the Future or Star Wars.
Just says like Back to the Future, I would say no. But if it feels just like if it feels a phrase from the film,
and it was signed by the entire like,
or just like that, like
if it was signed by the sound production team from the film, then yes, it would be cool.
The sound production
team. God, having a Stormtrooper t-shirt, I don't think anyone would shake our heads at that.
No.
Exactly. But if he just said Star Wars, I'd be like, dude, that guy's a nerd. Yeah. So let's beat him up. And then we'd go beat him up and steal his lunch money.
What a wanker.
That's so rude words. We're in rehab at the moment to try and clean ourselves up.
You're trying to make me go to rehab. And I said...
Don't breach copyright, Ollie.
Yeah. That's what I said.
That's exactly what he said. Anyway, we're now approaching 8 minutes, so we'll take a Bossa Lounge and Medium while we desperately scrabble together ideas for further topics in the podcast. Please don't get bored and leave us.
I'm going to cough now.
We're so lonely.
Peace out. Hate
tea cozies.
No, I really hate net curtains.
What curtains?
Net curtains. Because I mean, if you think about a net curtain, the point of a curtain is to stop people from seeing in.
Oh yeah.
And if you have a net curtain, it's just like a grid, and people see right through it. So why is it hanging there? It is one of the most redundant things I've ever like known in the universe, except for. Possibly Lindsay Lohan. Well, I do like Mean Girls.
Anyway, moving on. Tea cozies. I was wearing one on my head a minute ago.
I'm now wearing it on my head.
Now wearing it on his head. I think you should keep it on for the rest of the podcast.
Oh, I'm trying to see how far I can get it on my head.
It's now over his eyes.
No, I can't see.
Well, the hour went forward this week.
The clock went forward an hour.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, well...
Apparently it causes loads of deaths and things, so people are always late for work and stuff, and then they...
cause many deaths.
And they get then they speed in their cars and cause too many crashes and things.
Cool.
But surely they'll think they're on time still.
Had a negative impact on my day. I woke up at 10 to 2 today.
You slob.
Exactly. And I've done nothing. Oh, I had scrambled egg, and then... and then I thought, what goes well with scrambled egg? I know, hummus. It doesn't go well with scrambled
egg. Hummus is in the top 4 things that don't go well with scrambled egg.
What other thing?
Mud.
Human blood.
Carpet.
Carpet does not taste good with scrambled egg.
Believe me. Try it.
I just remember the image of Aaron like eating scrambled egg off the floor.
Exactly.
How else are you supposed to eat scrambled egg? If it's not off the
plate
floor.
Plate doesn't go well with scrambled egg. We all know this. No. Neither does cutlery.
Oh. Aaron lives his life with no cutlery.
No, only with just not with scrambled eggs, because...
Also, I tell you what really irritates me. Knife and fork. People hold the fork in their left hand and the knife in the right hand because they say that the knife is the predominant piece of cutlery. But the fork is the predominant cutlery.
Yeah, I have to say that,
I eat fork right hand and knife left hand because the cutting is not terribly important.
It doesn't matter for me because I'm left-handed and I eat the right way around.
So wait, does that mean...
Did you know you'll
the
live...
The right way around? Wait,
is it 9 years or 7 years that left-handed people live shorter?
I thought it was five.
No, it's not five.
It's
nine or seven. Also, there was another article that I read that religious people, over a period, they measured lived on average 7 years longer than non-religious people.
That's probably because they don't drink.
So if you're a left-handed
religious person...
Then you'd have like an...
No, you'd have to average it out. Some. It wouldn't just be as simple as adding them together.
Yeah, but let's make it as simple as that.
Where do they produce that statistic about left-handed people living shorter? It's like that...
I don't know. No, it must be something... I think it's something to the heart.
It's like that statistic where people say that you eat eight spiders a year or something. How do they come up with stuff
like that?
Well,
you eat eight spiders a year.
I ask how many spiders have been eaten a year.
In your sleep?
Well, they ask the spiders.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. You eat
up to...
Is it eight?
Yeah, that's what I just said, eight. That's complete rubbish.
I thought what you meant is that if you eat...
What, how many humans eat spiders? Or how many spiders eat humans?
No. I thought we were talking about... Because we were talking about, how on average, how people live longer.
If you eat a spider,
I thought Ollie was saying if you eat eight spiders a year, you live longer. As in...
That could be true.
Consciously eight spiders.
I don't think anyone's been given the funding to work that out.
No.
I don't think anyone should be given the funding. Actually, no, I'd quite like to know the answer.
Oh, the laptop's whirring again.
Doesn't matter. Let's just go. Actually, probably does matter. Listeners, can you hear it?
Oh, wait. It's not live.
Silence means no.
Oh, yeah.
Computer says no.
Oh, shut up. We don't have our residential like audience in this week, so we can't. Don't they? Normally, we're on a stage.
We've been doing the radio, haven't we, though?
Yeah.
That's been good. Radio. It's going well.
Yeah. This is like...
Side project.
We're cheating on the podcast with the school radio.
I suppose the radio would be the side project because this started first.
We are kind of cheating on the podcast.
Well, it's quite fun to play music. And the laptop's getting really loud now, so we should probably take a break.
Yeah, let's do that.
Oh, yeah.
We'll just inject a random jingle for your enjoyment.
Out!
Yes. Run out of ideas now, so to break the show up, we're going to pay Joe and Cletus and Colonel Wilson a visit.
And they're visiting, in turn, a big city.
Yeah, which is unnamed.
For legal reasons. And also because we don't know what it is.
Yeah, that too. Also, we don't really know the time period is set, so... No one knows where it's going.
Non-specified, they travel through time.
Yeah.
But
they are independent of
time. I'm pretty sure they have batteries in this time period.
Yeah, of course. And magnets.
Most definitely.
How do they work?
Let's find out.
Colonel Wilson, why are so many people here?
I don't know. Have we got our tickets?
What is a ticket?
Machine, ain't man.
It's robot.
It's a robot.
I don't like robots. Hey, does that mean to get your ticket back? Can you get my poking stick? Oh, I'm gonna go search around.
Alright.
I've got it right here.
I'm gonna take my poking stick and I'm gonna go poke this here robot.
Ticket ain't coming out. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me.
Oh, yes, sir. Can I help?
The robot ate my ticket.
Yeah, it's a turnstile, sir.
The robot ate my ticket.
It's a turnstile.
Are you a queer or something? The robot ate my ticket.
So you're gonna have to calm down. I'm gonna call security.
I'll kill you, you son of a...
Cletus, he's not worth the fight. Let's go outside. Let's find something else to do in this here city. Whoa, what is this?
It's in the sky.
Why is there a big metal bird in the sky?
Is it taking people to see Jesus?
Oh, we should go straight away.
Right now. Taxi.
Follow that bird.
Oh, how do we get on it? It doesn't seem to be slowing down.
keep going faster.
It's going higher in the sky.
Well, sir, that appears to be an aeroplane.
Who are you? Why are you in our conversation?
I challenge you to a duel.
I'm a cabbie, and you just got into my car and tried to force me to follow an aeroplane.
Why are you not driving? And where are the horses in this here car?
Wait, you're not using magic, are you? Because if you are, I'm going to have to shoot you down dead for being the devil.
Yeah, no, sir, it's a diesel combustion engine.
A diesel? Sounds like the devil to me.
Cletus, get my rifle.
And we are rapidly running out of battery life, so we're going to
rattle through the main topic of today's show, which is robots. I don't know what to make of robots, if I'm honest. I don't know whether if robots are in our lives, if I'd be the Will Smith character who's thinking they're all shifty.
Really skeptical about them.
Yeah, and they're like, why aren't they committing no crimes?
Well, if a robot advanced enough, what's the difference between a robot and a person? You shouldn't be afraid of them.
Robots can make love to batteries.
Yeah, and magnets.
This is true. I've never seen this.
Exactly.
Article. And a robot could crush your head with it just by looking at you.
Maybe we should make weak robots in case that happens.
Maybe.
But I think if we introduce robots, everyone just become like hundreds of times more affluent than they already are.
Yeah.
We'd be like, I want some dinner. Robot, make me some dinner. Then the robot would make some dinner.
What would you call your robot?
Don't know. Would you have sex with a robot?
No.
No, probably not.
No, probably not.
Even if it looked like a human.
No, we were reading the article and it said that it's only 40 years away from people having sex with robots.
Yeah, it's just weird.
It is weird.
So if it was a human, apart from the fact you knew it was a robot.
So it was a robot with a human face stuck on it, like a poorly drawn smiley face. And body and like female body parts drawn on.
I would do it if it was just like a hunk of metal.
just a flat sheet metal.
Yep.
Robots. Why can't robots charge your laptop, Sam?
I don't know. We should try. I'm having to keep Ollie under sort of close observation. He keeps fiddling things with his feet, including the chair, which is making annoying rattling sounds.
Do you reckon robots will have families?
Maybe.
And would these families...
Talking of families, I read another article in the paper last week about
how... Is it to do with robots?
A little bit. How they found a way to make someone with three biological parents.
Oh, yeah.
Which is cool weird.
Stuff. Hey, guys, guess what? I have two dads and a mum.
Does that mean you could have...
Maybe you have Mother's Day. Other Mother's Day and then Dad's Father's Day.
What if people made love to robots and the robots had a baby?
That would be weird.
Well, then you get a baby that's half robot and half human.
A hobot.
Brings us back to having sex with robots.
Oh, no.
Again.
You can't avoid that topic when you think about
it. We've got 2 minutes left to record.
Do you reckon robots will form... Okay, let's give me some quick-fire questions on robots and I'll answer them.
Will ever robots ever come be invented that don't need recharging?
I'm going to say yes if they come with a lead that you keep plugging in.
And a fusion generator.
And a flux capacitor.
Question 2. Do you think robots will ever travel back in time?
No, because if people...
If a robot could travel back in time, it will appear here in...
To prove that
3 seconds.
Yeah, but maybe they had like a limit imposed that they couldn't go past because it would disrupt the future for time travel. Yeah.
That'd just be silly.
We'll find out in watching Back to the Future today. Mm. In 1 minute.
Bubble tumbler.
I've got something relevant to say.
The hurry up and say it then.
Okay. No, I saw an experiment that it was to do with quantum physics, and they basically created the same conditions as something going back in time. The grandfather paradox is where you go back in time with your grandfather, then you never existed. And they found out whenever there was a possibility of one particle stopping another one's progress, that it always failed. So maybe that's why we don't know that time travel exists in the future.
I'm now recording upside down.
Good God. Wait, so am I.
It's like you're in Australia.
My head
I need to say goodbye upside down.
How am I in Australia?
We're in Australia.
Ow.
Okay. Yeah. Goodbye.
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 Ow.
Stop recording, I won't say. Ow. 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 Oh.